What about this performance at the Sandown Greyhounds last night? The highlight, of course, or the feature was the RSN 927 Sandown Cup, and this was a special victory from a special dog.
Racing. Orca began well on the inside. Good speed, Golden Quest. Untapped flying across. Untapped found the lead. Jarrick Vale got a beautiful run across to second. Aston Velvet third. Fourth was Golden Quest. Getting checked was Orca back to last. Ahead of it was Mapunga Ruby and Kalinda Lady. But out and front was Untapped. On the inside, Jarrick Vale. They're five or six in front of Aston Velvet. Running on was Golden Quest. Well back, Gypsy Wyong. Kalinda Lady's a mile back. Mapunga Ruby last. Orca. Leader Untapped holds Jarrick Vale for the moment. Running on was Aston Velvet. They're clear from Gypsy Wyong. Untapped's in front. Untapped holding on. What a win. Untapped won the RSN Sandown Cup.
Good, Gary, good thing. Our greyhound expert here, Mark Stevens, he was disgusted that he never got any accolades for tipping Untapped right throughout the RSN 927 Cup Carnival. He was on Untapped before the heats, and away she went. She led all of the way, and it was a special victory. Dustin Drew does a wonderful job. He's based at Ballarat, and it's been a wonderful training performance to get her to do what she did last night. But she's a draft dog. This was an initiative by the Sandown Greyhound Racing Club, inspired by their former CEO, Greg Miller. Georgie Ferugia played a major part, and they picked out greyhounds, and then they syndicated the greyhounds to get new people involved in the sport of greyhound racing. And one of those lucky owners that got involved for, I think, one of the first times into greyhound racing was Terry Selman, and he lived his dream last night watching his greyhound Untapped win a Group 1. Terry, good morning. Welcome to RSN Central. Congratulations.
Thanks, Gareth. Yeah, thanks.
Have you recovered? Was there a big night last night?
A little bit seedy, but that's fine. The boss has just let me do what I want to do today. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm on cloud nine, mate, cloud nine.
Tell us about how you got into Untapped.
We've got a little hunters club that we have here in downtown sunny old Belton. And with just a bit of luck that Darren, who runs it for us, he saw this email about this draft and said, boys, we've got a bit in the kitty, let's try it. And we did.
And is Untapped the first greyhound that you've been into?
Personally, yes.
Yep.
For a couple of them, Darren and his brother. They had a bit of bad luck with one dog, but we won't go into that. But yeah, Untapped's the first one that I've actually been,
and
well and truly part of, yeah.
Explain the ride that you've had with her.
It's been just one great ride, you know, like the excitement you see on the TV when the owners and all that there, you know, you really get to feel what it's like, and it's just a buzz. It's just, it's just a buzz. I'm not going to stop smiling in front of her. Oh, who knows?
Has it exceeded your expectations that a greyhound and owning a greyhound could give you so much joy?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Coming from, you know, this side of town there where there's a lot of greyhound owners and harness and all that, you know, they wear the pants, they wear the bottom of their pants out, so to speak, where we've had this, you know, luck.
Yeah.
And it's just been great. It's just, truly amazing.
Yeah. Can you explain that feeling last night to us?
Oh, it was just pure emotion, pure excitement. It's like your footy team winning the grand final.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and you know, as I said, we're only little fellas, so, it was just emotion. It was just pouring out. You know, I've had four kids in my life, and it's well up there with
okay.
them. Don't tell the wife, for God's sake.
All the kids, Terry.
All the kids, yeah.
And I think the best, I've owned a couple of greyhounds, but the best part about owning greyhounds for mine is that they're so much fun. They race all of the time. But when you go and watch them race, to go and sit and spend some time with them, they're just beautiful animals. Like, they go out and chase like they do, and they love to race.
Yep.
But their nature is so beautiful. You could, she wins you $125,000 last night, and then she can sit on your couch and watch the football with you tonight.
And go to sleep with her on the couch. Yeah, they're just like they are. They really are a placid animal. They're just beautiful.
Would you recommend to any of the listeners out there to get involved in a greyhound? Because you don't even have to have one as good as Untapped to have some fun.
No. I would highly recommend it. You know, it's a little investment. You can have a little investment, a big investment, but just the investment and just the, as you said, you know, you can go to a race meeting, watch 10 races in 2 hours sort of thing. It's just, I would recommend if anybody wants to do it, do it.
And Dustin Drew, the last one before we let you go, Terry, a wonderful training performance. She was sent to Perth untapped, and she's always been around the money against the better stayers. But since she's been back to Perth, Dustin's done a wonderful job with her. She's gone to a couple of new levels.
Yeah, he's just what he's done from you know, what he's got, who he is, just gone, taken her to a level. So well done to him. I think we told him 100 times last night, but well
done to him,
mate.
Did you give him a kiss, Terry? Did you give him a kiss, the Ballarat boy?
I can't remember if I did.
Okay.
If I did, I do apologise, mate.
Yeah. And the last one before we let you leave, I did have a chat to Dustin after the race. Does she head to New South Wales now for a rich race series there, I think in country New South Wales, or I think there was even talk that you might retire her?
I to be honest, whatever he does, I would be happy one way or the other, whether she goes, whether she stays, whether she goes out to have babies. The thrill that we've all got from this is just, it doesn't matter now what happens.
You got a couple of stories to tell your mates when you head to the pub tonight.
There'll be a few beers on the weekend for sure.
That's why racing's so special, mate.
So special.
Listen to your story, terrific. Well done. Congratulations. She's a special dog. She tried her heart out last night, and you're a Group 1 winner. Good on you, Terry.
Thanks for the call.
There we go. Terry Selman, one of the lucky part owners, the many part owners of the RSN 927 Sandown Cup winner in Untapped. We'll take a quick break, get your pens out. The boys are ready to go. The two units team, Nick Foote and the Sultan, Dave Strela, will be joining me.